I was just going to let that be die.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. You're back
in session. Do we have a representative here for Project 1845? I don't think we have a representative here for that.
Mr. Chairman, you could postpone that until she communicates with us. She can come back.
Make a motion. We table that until we hear from that representative.
Thank you, George. Do I have a second? Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. All right. We move on into concepts.
I'm in this Robert's Rules thing.
Thank you.
I can do that.
First concept, Michael and Kelsey Bardwell, number 1901.
Okay, the applicant seeking Planning Commission approval for the ability to nightly rent the three-bedroom villa located at 130 Logano Lane, Hollister. This is in Branson Creek. The villa was originally approved for a special use nightly rental permit in 2017. And as you know, this special use permit cannot transfer without Planning Commission approval. So that's what the applicant's here for tonight.
Are you also asking for a special use permit?
Yes.
All right.
I believe that we've submitted some documentation in your packet that you'll look at in your public hearing, but we got it to you for your concept, actually.
Is the villa next door a nightly rental already?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. It is a gentleman that is only there every 3 months on, 3 months off.
Do we have any other questions for the applicant on this? Anything that you want to submit, just throw out there?
Well, this is my husband, Michael. We have four kids. We live in Harrison, Arkansas. I've vacationed here in Branson my whole life. I'm not in Branson now, but the Branson area, and have a love of the community. We currently visit this property. It's our personal vacation home. We're here every weekend. We're just looking to offset some of the costs of ownership by using it as a nightly rental on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Four parking places. The buffer is the wall between us and the adjoining neighbor who's only there half the time.
Yeah, well, half the time don't matter. They might, the next owner might be there every day.
Understand.
So we have to watch out for that. Any other questions from anyone in the commission?
I have one. Do you have anyone that's going to oversee the property when you're not around?
Yes. Well, my husband is going to be the named representative, available 24/7 via cell phone. We live in Boone County, which adjoins Sandy County.
Okay.
He was voluntold to do that.
We're all whipped. It's just a question of degree.
That's right.
Anyone else have anything?
How many bedroom is it?
Three bedroom.
Including the loft?
It's two bedroom plus loft.
Can we recall how it was?
I can't recall, Rick, and I haven't been out there. We have some that have spiral staircase and some
It's not spiral. It's okay.
It has a landing
regular.
In the middle and turns and goes up.
It doesn't turn.
Is there,
there's no landing. It goes from the first floor to the second floor.
Does it have a closet?
No closet. There's a window that you can look down over the living area.
They probably have one of the closet units like they put
there
in
is an attic space that you could put as a closet, but we don't currently use it as that.
Anyone else? All right. We'll see you back on, what'd you tell me, Scott? March 11th.
We'll be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Next concept, number 1902, Ellis and Carrie Hackney.
Okay, the applicant is seeking approval of a special use permit for the ability to use an existing two-bedroom, single-family home for nightly rental located at 290 Easy Street, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the home was built in 1960 and is located on Lot 22 of the Holiday Hills subdivision. The home is connected to a well for water in a 2017 installed on-site wastewater system. The applicant can address, but he indicated today that he's interested in renting to four occupants, which is equivalent to a one-bedroom, but I'll let him address that with you.
Okay.
Yes, it's actually a three-bedroom, one-bath, and we're just wanting to do it with two bedrooms. I'm kind of aiming at like a son and father fisherman coming out there since we're right on the lake with our own dock. And I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, him and his son might want to come out together and all four go fishing. But that's what we're aiming at. And we're planning on using it. I retire in 6 years, 3 months, and 9 days, and I plan on moving into this place. And at that time, I would actually like to do some other work to it, like maybe add a great room to it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be a permanent nightly rental.
Then you're asking for a special use permit on this,
yes, sir.
Also. All right.
Does everybody know where we're at on Easy Street?
I've never been on Easy Street.
Well, George.
I haven't even been close.
I'm trying to get on Easy Street.
You take B Creek.
It's Reinhardt to B Creek.
Reinhardt, yep. B Creek to Reinhardt, and then Reinhardt goes left, which is Sherry View.
Sherry Lane in one moment.
Yeah, and then you turn right, and it turns into Beeler. Hidden Meadows, all right here.
Ding.
Okay. Then Beeler, this one came through for a special use permit on the corner to refresh everybody. This one right here on the corner came through years ago.
We approved it. Didn't we?
Mm-hmm. It was approved.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then here's our property. You have to go down and turn back on Easy Street.
Yeah, I cleared the brush out of Easy Street one time with a bulldozer and run into a hornet's nest.
I currently have talked to the owner directly across the street, and he seems to be okay with it and actually said he'd kind of keep an eye on the riffraff. And there's a Julie and Eric that live in the big home down the street there that they're just glad to see somebody coming in there and actually trying to fix the house up.
I think that right-of-way on Easy Street is 10 feet.
I think it's pretty close to that.
I think it is 10 feet.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I know, because when I cleared the hornet's nest out, I had to be careful not to get off on somebody else's property.
That gentleman across the street now has actually kind of, he said that the road was getting rutted up into his yard, so he used to work at the quarry, and he's got some big rocks out there now that actually put in there to keep people out.
I haven't been down there in a while, but I know where it is.
Very quiet.
Anyone else got anything?
Nope. I had some pictures. Sorry.
Can you go back
slacking up here.
That big house on the corner, you drive down a right-of-way, or is the road part of their parking area?
Which
on the big house on the corner that comes in there. Where it makes the turn? Right there.
No, you don't actually drive in their driveway. There was actually a car parked there today whenever we left, and it's a driveway.
Actually, if you scroll on down, there used to be a little old trail come up through private property and back up to the main road there at one time.
Right there.
But that's not public access or anything there.
Correct. There's one way in and one way out.
Yeah. But they used to, they used it a little bit that way, but they don't anymore.
A picture of the front of the home, different angle on the front. You can see that's surveyed partly. The fence does not indicate the backyard. If I remember right, that was put up around the septic lateral field, which does not go off the property. But they just didn't, right next to the right-hand side right here is that boat easement to get to the boat dock. Driveway easement.
You can see the big rocks that the neighborhood's put in there to keep people out of his yard.
There's your curve, right?
Anything else? If not, we'll see you March 11th.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Concept 1903, Belinda Paul, proposed nightly rental, located at 828 Eastgate Drive, Ridgedale.
Mr. Chairman, that one was withdrawn today.
It was withdrawn today.
Yes, it was.
Well, that ends the concepts. So that ends the concepts on that. So that brings us down to our old and our new business. And I think our fearless leader has put one deal in front of us here on this business. Have you all had a chance to look that over? Now, you know which one I'm talking about. That's been a mechanic shop and stuff like that. And so kind of see, he was unsure as to whether it was continuous or whether we needed to do a new application on that. As far as I can tell, it looks to me like a continuing business, but I don't know whether that fits the other people's thinking or not.
Here's a look at the parcel, but I'll let the owner of your Table Rock Customs come up and speak to you about what his plans were. But when we looked at it, we'd be bringing you to the Planning Commission to see if this is the same use and doesn't require a land use change permit, which is what your Division 3 permit process is for a land use change. And I won't go through all the particulars of the packet because we had all that in there, and I'll let him explain what he's planning on doing. And I think the current owner's here tonight too, so
okay.
Best if you just hear from them.
You have anything that you want to say to the commission, or?
Well, you know, Bob did
not particularly. We've got the particulars on it, as far as I know.
I spent part of the day with Scott over there. He looked at the property. I don't know if there's anything that he needs me to change or anything on it. As far as I know, I've been working on it as far as he wants. Bob did auto restoration, truck and trailer repair. Mm-hmm. That's what our business is, auto restoration, truck and trailer repair. I can't make them any more of the same than they already are. That's what the building zone's
I guess what
the building zone for.
They're worried or wondering about, and Scott has put before us to decide if he needs to get a new application or he can. It's permitted as it was for the same occupation or the same use for the property.
Right.
Pleasure of the body here. Do you want to do a vote on it, or
are you going to have any more parking or storage area than is existing right now? Yes, I've added quite a bit of parking in the back. It sits on 2.5 acres directly to the back and to the right of the building. I've cleared probably at least an acre and brought in road base for parking. Well, I think in that case, my opinion is you need to go over again.
Well, he's added the parking lot.
It's going to, yeah. And well, have you seen it? Did you see it before? It was very minimal.
Yeah.
There wasn't going to be a lot of cars parked around there. Now we got over an acre. And it's going to be a big change for the neighborhood.
But it's all hidden. I mean, I did it as per planning.
That's my opinion.
You know where we are, George? Iowa Colony.
That's the old.
That's his existing business.
That's the old one.
That's his existing business.
Yeah. And then the new. Yeah, I know where we're
okay.
At.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think I bring that house in that corner.
Oh, up here.
No, this one down here.
Oh.
From Pharaoh up above.
You did the one with the pie shape.